So we're hanging out with Lisa McGarity at Envision Crystal for the Envision Crystal podcast. We were talking about Mercury in retrograde, which I do feel was a lifelong lesson. And we leave that to enter what you mentioned was the Witch's New Year, which sounds almost more ominous. Is this something we should be afraid of?
Oh, no, that's something to celebrate. Everybody loves the Witch's New Year. Come on.
What exactly can the average person expect from Witch's New Year?
So we're coming up on, in the Celtic calendar, it's called Samhain. It's not called Samhain, just so everybody knows. The MH in Irish language is pronounced like a W, so it's Samhain. Or Halloween, as we commonly call it, which is a fun time to get dressed up and wear great costumes, right? But it's also a time when we perceive as witches, it's one of the times, when the veil between the worlds is thin. So that means it's very easy to make contact with spirits. The deceased are close. We can feel them. Everyone kind of knows, like, that energy you get when the leaves start to change and fall is beginning. That is our sign that the veil is getting thin. And we start to have more signs. There might be a little bit more of sort of a bleed through between the spirit world and our world. And that's what we're celebrating at this time.
How long does the veil stay thin?
I'm not a person that says it starts on this day and finishes on that day. I really feel like everything in nature, it's just this kind of slow drift. So I usually start to feel the energy shift here in this part of the world about mid-October. And then usually by mid-November, we're really heading straight into winter. So about 30 days, I think, are awesome days. They're some of the darkest days of the year. And in this philosophy, we believe things begin in the dark, that seeds are planted in the dark, and that you can make commitments and promises and set goals in the darkness, and that as the light grows, those goals will come to fruition.
So you literally should not be afraid of the dark in this circumstance.
Never be afraid of the dark. That's where the power is.
The easiest thing to understand when you say the veil is thin is that spirits, deceased, loved ones can make contact. How do you know that the veil is starting to get thin? I mean, some people have amazing mediumship abilities and some, you know, like me, rank amateurs. How do you know that it's starting to get easier? And what do you do once it gets easier?
If you're a person who wants to make spirit contact, this is a great time to meditate, reach out to your ancestors, reach out to your spirit guides, be in nature. All the same things that help us all year long. It's just a little bit easier right now.
If you meditate to contact spirits, what would be the proper stone to use to act as like an antenna?
I think there's so many, but I would love to use at this time of year, obsidian is one of my favorites. That's the black volcanic glass. I love to hold that. It really opens up a portal in your energy field and makes spirit contact so much easier.
Obsidian, I've heard of it. I know that it's one of the more easily obtainable stones, but how do you know you have a good piece of obsidian?
It should be translucent. It's really a glass made by nature. So if you hold it up to the light, you'll see a little bit of light coming through, even though it's a dark stone.
And that means it's authentic.
It's the real deal, yeah.
Okay. So you now have this obsidian. You want to make contact with your ancestors, your spirits. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have cluttered minds. So how do you program your mind and the crystal to get to where you want to go?
I mean, that's the key, right, is to be able to really let go and not let your brain run the train, if you know what I'm saying, right? You gotta just relax into it. But I just think that in the modern world, we're Americans, we're busy, we're Westerners, we're not Easterners. We're never going to get to the point of blank mind. We're just not. I don't know too many American people who know how to do that. Maybe a few, if they're very well trained. So I think the best way to do this is to let the crazy sort of be okay. Let yourself go. Let your mind wander. Let random things pop into your brain. Because that stream of consciousness sometimes can be how spirit communicates.
How do you program the obsidian once you get your mind clear as possible?
So if you want your obsidian to help you with spirit contact and you want to program it for that, you're going to follow the same kind of basic crystal programming steps. So you'll clean it first. So either pass it through sage smoke or run it under cool water. Hold it in your left hand. Pull energy from the heavens, from the earth. Pray to your own guides and guardians. And then channel that energy into the stone. And let the stone know, say, hey, you know, you can even tap lightly three times. That's traditional. And just say something along the lines of, I charge you and I consecrate you to be for me a portal of spiritual power. Help me to access the realm of my ancestors, my guardians and guides, for the good of all, with harm to none. And so it is.
I love that.
And it's done.
See, and that sounds like something from a movie.
And the more you practice magic, the more you'll sound like that.
And this is the Witch's New Year that's coming up. And again, witchcraft is something that has been bastardized in movies forever. So you being a practicing medicine person, what would your advice be to anybody that's afraid of witchcraft, afraid of stones and energy?
I mean, witches are just people who like to tune into the powers of nature. That's really what we are. We want to go with the flow of the cycles of the earth and not fight against it. We celebrate the seasons. We celebrate the changes in the moon. We celebrate all of the plants and animals that surround us. And my point of view on this is the best way to understand the creator is to understand creation. We're living in creation. This is what God got us made. And so if we really want to understand spiritual things, then we just have to kind of open our eyes and look around and participate.
What are some of the things during the Witch's New Year that you could look forward to besides contacting spirits? I mean, do your intuitive powers increase?
This is definitely a big time for divination. Many people who practice magic do year-long annual divination to say, okay, what is the upcoming year going to look like? What do I need to focus on? It's also a really terrific time to do any type of what's called shadow work, which is, what is it inside me that needs healing? What needs addressing? This is a great time to do that too.
How do you find out through shadow work? What do you look for to know what you need to heal?
I mean, I think the first thing you ask yourself is, what in my life is not really going the way I want it to go?
This is a short podcast.
Yeah, I can tell. We all have stuff, right? We all have stuff. But, you know, if there's parts of your life that are not the way you want them to be, they're a little bit stuck or just not flowing, that's probably where the healing's needed.
Okay. Lisa, I want to talk more about that aspect of it, how to heal, what stones to use during the next podcast. That's what I would love to get into. And thank you so much for joining us. How do we learn more about you, and where do we find the Envision Crystal Shop?
So come check out Envision Crystal online at envisioncrystal.com, or come visit us in Port Jefferson at 109 Arden Place.
Thanks, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.